going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Da-da. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break. We're brought to you just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
60 degrees right now.
That's nice.
Yeah, a little damp on the floor, but...
Yeah, buddy.
Looks like the rain's done. It's going to be cloudy, maybe a little bit of wind in the afternoon, but high of 70.
Beautiful.
So we got that going for us, buddy. And okay. We, as Rochesterians, are in celebration mode this morning.
Celebration?
Yes.
What's going on?
Your Rochester Americans took a trip down the 90 and swept the Syracuse Crunch last night.
My boys did it, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Can you name a single Rochester American?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Jody Gage.
Yeah.
Well, that's when the game was a game, son.
Still doing it.
That's when the men played.
Still playing after all these years. Can you name the head coach of the Amherst?
No.
Okay. You want to? Would you like to stand?
Is it Martin something?
No. No. Martin something?
Why did that name come to your mind?
Well, I know. I saw him on the news last night.
Yeah? You're talking about Martin something.
Yeah.
So the name Martin just popped in your head for some reason.
Coach something. Very excited about
Coach
last night.
Oh, Coach Marty.
The Amherst, so they get their second straight 4-0 win to eliminate the Crunch. They're moving on to the division finals. Goalie Devin Levi, back-to-back playoff shutouts.
Damn.
That's huge.
So one more series, and then they go.
No, they have like 17 more
this
series.
This goes on forever.
The Calder Cup playoffs.
They go into like June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You have to win like 19 rounds. You have to, when you get to a bridge, you have to answer three questions from a troll. But past the excitement, by the way, just I want to say this because it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Devin Levi, the goalie for the Amherst, has not allowed a goal in 156 minutes of game time.
So that's how many?
Over two games.
God damn.
A period's 20 minutes, so 3-6. So it's 7 1/4 periods.
Wow.
And he's a baby boy. He's just a kid.
So are they that good, or is Syracuse that bad?
No, I mean, it's playoffs, so everybody's
they've been good all season.
Yeah. They've been jockeying for, like, first. It's all thanks to Coach Martin Something's new systems that he put in.
Oh, wait. Are they installing the Marty system?
They call it the Something system? Idiot. But past the Amherst winning their first series, there is a mystery. A Bruin in the Amherst locker room.
What's the mystery?
Well, so for the last couple of weeks, the team in postgame interviews have been wearing these black T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And it's got a team motto on it. It has the letters G-I-T-F-O spread out on the front of the sweatshirt.
G-I-T-F-O?
G-I-T-F-O. Get fo.
Oh, what does it mean?
So that's just it.
Did you figure
it
out?
Mystery. All right.
So when goalie Devin Levi last week was asked what it stood for by our good buddy Hot Take Stan Fates, he said, and I quote, "I can't say it."
Oh, is that nasty?
There's a swear word in it.
But he did say new head coach Martin something. No. Yeah. Mike.
Coach Marty.
Head coach Mike Leone.
Oh, Mike and Leone.
He brought this saying to the team when they started this year. So reporters went to the coach and they asked him about it, to which he replied, quote, "I'm not going to get into the details of that."
So he didn't make it up, though. I mean, is this something that hockey players do?
I've never heard of this saying before, ever.
So did you try to figure it out?
So that's just it. Mason Jobst, he's a forward on the team.
I think it's Jobst. Or Jobst.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Yahtzee? Martin Yahtzee? Yeah, great kid.
Mason Jobst.
Thought it was Joe. Anyway.
I don't know. Could be making that up. I feel like I looked it up once.
You're as bad as he is over here. I could be wrong. Anyway. He said, and I quote, "I've seen some comments online, and I haven't seen one person get it right yet. So, What the hell does G-I-T-F-O stand
for? All right,
for?
So we know what the F-O means.
F's got to be F word. Right. Yeah. What's the O?
Out.
Okay.
That's F out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, but why would you be getting the F out as I'm...
Get out of my house. I just beat your ass. Get out of my house.
No, they said it's been a thing. It says when things get tough all season, they lean on this motto. We're getting little clues, but we're not finding out what it is.
I'm going with F out. Is the
no, but why? If things get tough, I'm going to get the F out. Yeah, that's your motto.
But what else could the O stand for?
Right.
If the F is F.
I'm saying, all right, so the G is get.
Yeah, okay. Is it get?
I'm just throwing it out
okay,
there.
Okay, well, no, I want to hear B. I love how, like, you're guessing with this, but Martin Sumpton was your locked-in choice for head coach.
Get it the F out?
Get it the F out? Like what? What are we getting the F out?
All the jitters? I don't know.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
On.
Oh!
Get it on. We're getting it on.
Get it the F out,
we're getting
man.
It done.
We're going to get it the F out. But why would you lean on that when you're, like, having a hard time on the ice?
Because you got to turn it
fire
on.
Fire it up, man. We got to get it going. We got to get it on.
Get it the F on?
Right.
Okay.
Got to bring it.
Okay, but see, those are two very...
Get it done.
Kimmy, those are two very easy things to come up with, mm-hmm. and we're dumb, and we came up with them immediately. And if the Emmerichs say they've been looking online and nobody's guessed it yet, it's got to be more complicated than that. You're going to tell me... Wait, a bunch of Amherst fans putting their heads together couldn't come up with something better than what we just came up with?
Well, it can't be that deep. It's a bunch of hockey kids.
What the hell does that mean?
You know what it means.
Bro, hockey coaches are very philosophical. Look at Herb Brooks.
Yeah, I can see when they interview him. Yeah, well, you know, you got to get it down there. You get it, you know, we got to drop that puck back across that line there and get it. He's got to dig it out of that corner faster, you know, get across that line.
I love how he started Canadian and he ended up in South Carolina. Like he's the head coach of the Carolina Stingrays.
Well, yeah, I know. Big going on.
I know, but big going on.
Like it could have just been something one of them said before they rallied for a win. You know, let's get it that fun, boys.
All right. But we know that it has come from the coach. We know that.
Okay.
Okay, so he initiated this to the boys to fire him up.
Okay.
Made T-shirts out of it.
Yes. I'm going to give you some quote.
All right.
I'm going to give you some background. Again, we're talking about the Amherst last night. They beat the Syracuse Crunch in Syracuse. Also, Amherst fans, like, took over their arena.
Oh.
Like, if you were listening on the call last night on our sister station, 95.7.
Well, short drive down there, right?
But like, you could hear the Let's Go Amherst chants over the radio. They win 4-0. They take the series in a sweep. But they've been wearing these shirts the last couple of weeks. G-I-T-F-O on the front of it. It's some kind of slogan. But when asked what they mean, all the players are like, oh, I can't say.
All right.
So this is from the story from Hot Takes Dan Fates on 13 Wham. The motto of the shirts have become part of this identity. The head coach, quote, what kind of player and what kind of person it takes to be the phrase, and I've just used it ever since. So it's from the coach.
Right.
So it's someone being this.
Right.
G-I-T-F-O. You are being
something.
G-I-T-F-O. So it can't be.
Well, what's some of the name? What's some of the jargon that hockey players
what's
use?
Some of the? You should
well,
know.
You're the one.
Well, no, you're sitting here telling me about all who the coaches are, how the what the coaches sound like, what part of Georgia the coaches are from. All right.
Don't
be a. It starts with a G. Okay, so I'm going to read you some more quotes.
Gentlemen,
it time. F off. Turns out the head coach is a caveman.
Very, very motivated.
All right, defenseman Zach Metze, he says, quote, it gives us that little bit of extra juice and something to think about when times get tough. It just means be a gamer. Go get the job done. That's from Devin Levi, the goalie. You can't teach that. Comes from inside. You just buy in from the group. Question. If it's a slogan you can't say out loud, why'd you make shirts out of it that you're wearing in front of cameras?
People are gonna be a little curious.
Right? Yeah. Right? And, like, here's the thing. Oh, by the way, also on the sleeves and shirts.
Yeah, what does it say?
Of the shirts and hoodies, there's the number 96. It stands for 1996, which is the last time this team won the Calder Cup.
Remember that one.
Goons the...
No, I. Nobody...
Goons in the...
Effin...
Out. On.
I don't know.
Goons in the effin on.
Offense. Could it be offense?
Goons offense? In the effing offense.
I don't know.
And the goalie's wearing it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Well, he's got to support the offense.
You know what's funny is like goons in the effing on is something Tommy would say and want to make a slogan. Like the fact that you can't form sentences is actually making this harder with you guessing. No, but like, Okay.
Yeah.
There have been stuff like this, like teammate things where like fans embrace it and they start selling versions of
it. It becomes like it starts with the team and it just expands throughout the franchise and the fans.
And then like they're selling t-shirts and like the, you know, the gift
kind
shop.
Of, like trust the process with
there
the Bills.
You go.
Yeah.
You can't, why would you pick one you can't market? Right? Like I'm not going to buy a t-shirt. Because what if it's something horrific?
And you got your little kid wearing it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, I made a terrible mistake. I mean, would people really be? How bad could it be?
Like, it's probably not that bad. I think it's just the F word. That's all it is.
Okay, but you could just say F.
Yeah. Like all F right. with a little star.
Yeah.
So you think the whole thing's offensive?
Well, I don't know. Well, see, that's just it.
I mean, it's just motivating to get fired up.
No. Oh. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
F-O.
Oh, yeah.
No, but then the F
we
word.
Can't spell.
No, but here's the thing. If the F word isn't the bad word.
Yeah, what other one would it be?
Well, like, it's got to.
G.
What bad words start with G?
Nothing.
Okay. No, I.
Like what?
T is the only one that
T,
I.
Yeah. Well,
T.
Yeah.
What's O? Ovulation?
Orgasm? I don't know. Off? You know.
Okay, there's another word in front of that. Stupid.
I know, but I'm just.
You are the worst person to play this game.
We're just brainstorming.
With.
There's no bad ideas.
No,
when
there is
brainstorm.
Bad ideas when all you have to do is come up with the first letter.
But you can't come up with nothing.
No, you can't come up with nothing. That's what it stands for. No, I'm dying to know. Like, please.
This is going to drive me nuts now all day.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Because I'm just thinking the dirty stuff now.
But how is it that there's no other potential dirty word that starts with a G, I, or an O? And T, you wouldn't put on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Out.
Yeah, what are you going to do with them?
Oh, no, that wouldn't make sense.
Go for it. Go. What you got?
No, because I can't make the I work. I don't know.
Okay. Without the I, what were you thinking?
Well, if the T is
you say
get something effing out.
So
it's quite possible
boys?
To say.
Okay, all right. Could the T be taint?
Sure. Why would you have taint?
Taint's out for the boys?
Is that for the goalie, like when he's on the ice? Like when he's trying to block a shot with his taint?
Look, you're talking about the old taint save?
Well, you know, he's out there last night. You know, thank God he had that taint going for him there. You know, he's a real stopper out there with that taint. You know, he's got about an 8-inch taint there.
Well, look, I mean,
and, some of these kids coming out of some of those Western provinces have enormous taints.
With Devin Levi, the goalie, going to back-to-back shutout wins, 156 minutes of game time. His taint is on point.
They say he's the Alberta Tainter. He's quite some kid. You know, he come out of the farm country up that way.
Okay, look.
Yeah, his father played up there in Yellowknife.
Oh, no kidding. What team was that?
It was the old Yellowknife Tainter. Be careful where you put your knife.
A lot of taint up there in Yellowknife. Yeah, it's cold. You would be covering your taint. Not a lot of exposed taint up in the Yukon there, buddy.
We have a vote for get it the F on.
Oh, but that seems too simple. Get it the
but
F
it probably
on.
Is it that is simple.
Yeah.
Well, then just say it.
Because you can't with the F. Can't.
No, but just say F.
By the way, it's not all that clever even.
Well, I could see somebody just saying that in the locker room, and that just becomes your thing.
Again, it is said in the story that the coach brought it to the team. Something like he's always believed in.
Right. Okay.
I would be disappointed if the coach always.
Oh, no. Get it there, phone.
Oh, you taint. All right. We got a dynamite. Get it the phone.
Crack that code.
Got a breaker for you this morning here on CMF. It's Friday. You know what that means.
I think we already started getting a little Canadian creepy this morning.
Well, I mean, look, it's possible the Canadians are the ones that are creepy. We're just living here. Creep cap, all the disgusting things Tommy said all week long, just after 7 o'clock. Just after 7:30, there is a man who works in the government, makes laws and things, who wants to change the way high school sports work in New York.
Oh.
Because he claims that when the playoffs start for every sport across the state, things get very unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are schools that have advantages, and those schools are playing against kids that don't have those advantages. Mm. And there's a debate to be had here.
Aren't some of like the greatest players come from these schools?
I mean, most.
Like LeBron came from a school like this.
Well, that's totally different.
You picked the greatest basketball player of all time.
But didn't they grab him to go play in the system?
Well, there are like these. I mean, there are like these extreme private sports schools
Buffalo's
that like
got
people
one, right?
will like travel to. Like kids will come from out of state to
go. Yeah, like Coach Martin went to it.
Oh, you're talking about Martin something?
Yeah.
Coach Martin something?
By the way, we have another vote for grind it the F out.
Oh, I like that one. Grind it the F out. That might be it.
Mm. Is grind used a lot in hockey?
Yeah, he's a grinder.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, grind it all. Oh, yeah, big grinder. Yeah.
Grind it all over his
tape. Oh, yeah, yeah. He grinded that tape pretty good there, yeah. Yeah, we had to have trainers look at it. Yeah, we taped her up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was the crown jewel of American sporting events at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody in the world paid attention to this. You listened to this on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for a very long time, nobody cared.
Yeah, it just went away.
Yeah, but it's had a renaissance over the last 10 years, and that's great for this sport. But because of the ebbs and flows of how this has gone, it's hard to tell if someone who's really into this tomorrow is the classiest of class or the trashiest of trash.
Yeah, it will bring out both.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, the Riding of the Roses.
That's right. Churchill Downs in Kentucky, a bunch of horses and celebrities. So it's been a weird 20 years for the Kentucky Derby.
For horse racing?
Yeah, because, I mean, look, the horse racing was the sport of king.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when
there was three big sports, like, in the 30s. You had horse racing, baseball, and boxing.
You got it. Yes. And the world revolved around the Kentucky Derby. Like, there are horses that are looked upon as, like, elite athletes.
So there's shrines, like, if you go down, like, to Lexington of these, in Louisville, of these goddamn horses, like, where they're buried like their presidents.
Can we do a sidebar real quick?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they'll do lists of, like, the top 20 athletes of all time.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you'll see the horse secretariat.
Yeah. Like, the most decorated.
Yeah. Like, that's like a slap in the face to all humans ever. The horse doesn't know that he's a competitor.
Yeah, true.
He's just, ow, 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 and he runs fast.
Well, it's like when Rin Tin Tin got an Academy Award.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
They gave a dog an Academy Award.
So did Lassie. Lassie got an Emmy twice. Think about that. They brought that damn dog out and gave it an Emmy.
Imagine
and all it did was
dog.
Whiz on the stage.
What? I said, imagine losing to the dog.
And to be fair, all you do is whiz into that microphone every morning, but you've never won an award. Mm. All right.
What's crazy, too, is you don't even know any of the jockeys. Like, can you know? Name
oh,
a jockey?
Oh, you're right. No, I can't name a single jockey.
And, like, no. They're the ones, like, you know, steering the wheel, I guess.
So I just saw how much they make okay. a jockey, because I just watched this piece. And the jockey, if he wins it all, let's say he wins the Kentucky Derby, his cut is roughly $300,000.
Not bad.
Hold on.
Oh.
He's got to pay everybody that he owes
Ooh.
To get his ass there.
Oh.
So it sounds like a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But then look what Josh Allen makes per game.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that horse ain't got any thumbs. He can't throw a football. Or not
true. Much. True.
So, like, there was a point where the Kentucky Derby, I mean, you know, everyone knew about it, but it was almost irrelevant. You weren't like, stopping to watch it. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, over the last 15 years, it's become this big thing again. Celebrities show up at Churchill Downs in Kentucky for these lavish parties.
It's
which,
an event.
You got it. It's nothing but money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a messy-ass drunk fest all day
long. Oh, yeah. It brings out every level of alcoholic.
All right. So, with all that being said.
There's a signature drink.
Yeah. Mint julep.
Yeah.
Gross, by the way.
Well, it's just crushed ice and bourbon.
With mint in it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's not that bad.
I've
had it.
It
sounds good.
Yeah, it'll knock your ass out because you're drinking straight bourbon.
You like mint chocolate chip? Well, here, let me set it on fire. All right, so I'll ask this question.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is the Kentucky Derby classy or trashy?
Well, it's both. I mean, it depends where you're sitting, right? Are you on the rail or you're up in the club seats?
If there's one thing Tommy always wants to be, it's on the rail.
I love it on the rail. I used to spend many Saturday on the rail, son, and I was howling and shouting, come on! Come on, baby! Come on!
G-I-T-F-O!
All the way! Let's go!
Because here's the thing. You're right. There is the millionaire party versus the parking lot party.
Right.
And that's not even that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a parking lot party at Churchill Downs that gets out of control. In fact, there's a video.
That's center field there.
Yeah. There is a video of a guy racing on top of porta potties a couple of years ago.
In his Sunday's best.
Well, people are chucking beers at him, and he gets hit in the head and knocked off the porta potty.
But that's also Kentucky, and that's how you go to church.
Like, here's the thing. Like, horse racing was referred to as the sport of kings,
right.
And it was. But you walk into an OTB, I don't know how many crowns you're going to see.
True.
But
you might be drinking a couple of crowns.
But it's still kind of, you think anyone at an OTB is drinking crowns?
The lower, the apple one.
About getting drunk in fancy hats.
Yes.
All right, let me put it this way. All right. Finish this sentence.
Yeah.
You meet a stranger, a guy, he's really into horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
That man is classy or trashy?
Just I don't know anything about him.
You just know that he loves horse racing.
He's a degenerate gambler.
Okay, so trashy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't shower much or go home much. He hasn't seen his kids in many years.
But when he hits, he's going to buy a brand new bicycle, even though they're 34. Kimmy, when you meet a man who loves horse racing, in your head, is that man classy or trashy?
I'm going to lean more towards trashy because if it's something that you love, like I would think like you're loving it because you like to gamble on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you may have a problem.
Well, no, I mean, there are people who love horse racing for the sport
of horse racing. It depends on why you love it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're somebody that can tell me everything about the horses and you just really appreciate, like, the work that it takes to get there and you know all about the breeding and all that, like, I'll give you a little bit more credit. It sounds classier than if you're just like, well, you got to take this horse. Those are your best odds of winning. Like, I think you can look at it two different ways depending on why you love horse racing.
But here's the thing. Tommy can back me up on this. There are also degenerate gambler trashy guys who can tell you all
you
the stuff you just talked about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. No, like lineage of horses and owners and the success that they've had.
They know who's working there today because they have their favorite window and their favorite people. And they do everything, you know, superstition. Yeah, I got to do it like this. Got to do it like that. Got to count my money out this way.
So it's trashy?
I mean, I guess
it's a classier
way of gambling.
There's a subculture that's always been around the track since day one, I think. And then there's like the people that are just going to go and have fun and just get drunk and put on stupid hats. You know, just want to
do
be
it once
seen.
A year.
Yeah, they could go for the party.
Okay.
It brings everybody. It's the grocery store. Everybody's got to go to the grocery store. So you get like everybody.
252-WCMF, Kentucky Derby tomorrow, and we're trying to figure out if the Kentucky Derby is classy or trashy, because it's wealth beyond wealth, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But at the same time, you got guys, as Tommy said, that are wearing sweatpants that haven't showered in days that are completely plugged into this thing. I mean, even locally, you know, our own little horse racing mecca, Saratoga, right? Yeah. Like, you go down there, it's also a mind F, because it's wealth like
you've got. It's
gorgeous. Right?
Yeah.
But then you walk into a couple of places.
There's an element there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa! Whoa!
It's the oldest track. Saratoga is the oldest track in the country, and there's guys still there, like from the Civil War, probably with betting slips.
Oh, you're talking about General Taint?
Yeah, he's got, you know, wooden teeth.
All right, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
If we did a power ranking of classy guy based on how they gamble, horse racing, sports books, casino games, 1, 2, 3, the classiest is what?
Well, you, casino,
casino games, book. Sports book, or horse racing.
So we're talking like poker player.
But they're serious gamblers.
Yeah, I mean, like what they get into. What does it for them?
Man, because you could get all three of those have levels.
I agree with you. But
you know what I mean? Because I already have guys in my head that I have met, and none of them are classy.
Okay, knee-jerk reaction, horse racing, sports book, or casino games, the classiest one is, go!
I'm going to probably say casino.
Okay.
That's the classiest?
It's definitely not sports book, because that's just a bunch of bros. That's just a bunch of chops.
You could be a classy bro.
No.
I like sports gambling. I'm classy.
You're not a bro, bro.
Bro, I'll bro.
You
I'll,
used to be a bro.
I'll bro you out.
But you left the brohood
I'll
many
bro
years
you
ago.
Out so
I know
hard.
You still think you're West Side, blah, 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 but, you know, driving your I-car to your kid to a... excuse me, hockey camp, and then we're off to tennis, and then, oh my God, if you're going to London, let me tell you about the tube system there. It's absolutely atrocious.
Fun fact, they have their own species of mosquito in the tube. Did you
look
know?
At that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
How proud it is.
I'm just thinking, like, I used to date this kid who was really, really into poker, so he'd go into, like, those poker rooms. He'd go to Atlantic City all the time. I wouldn't classify that as classy.
No, he's a bum.
Say.
That's a bum.
Okay.
But like, but you looked around the room and it didn't scream wealth.
But
I told you there was a businessman here many years ago. He, big business here in town, but he was also a big gambler. Now that guy was class, but he would go throw big money down. That guy was there too. But you know, if you walked into the casino, you wouldn't know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would see that guy. He was dressed like everybody else.
Guy.
So like, when he walked into that casino.
So then is it classy, though?
It's hard to tell. That's my point. Like, yeah. It's so hard to tell. Like, because like, you think, like, the old days of casinos, you're thinking of, like, 007 and Monte Carlo and tuxedos and, you know, diamonds.
It's so funny you bring that up, because if you are not someone that was raised with gambling, right, which if you grew up in Gates of Greece, you were.
Yeah.
My wife was not.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kimmy got married, you know, the casino and everything. So my wife was all excited. Because she had never spent time at like a legitimate table game casino.
Yeah.
And she was under the impression that everyone would be in a tuxedo. And
smoking
it would be,
jackets and martinis with like cigarettes with holders and stuff.
She made a legitimate noise when we walked onto the, she was like, oh, when we walked into the gaming floor for the first time.
Like it's going to be some shifty guy from Russia with a fez on too.
But she was disappointed. She thought the gambling experience is going to be classy. And look, it's less fun when it's classy.
Yeah.
Like you want that, like, you know, everyone's hanging out. We're all having a good time. Emotions running.
But here's the big thing. Here's the thing. Like with horse racing, the only time horse racing is classy are these derbies.
Are the big events.
Right. If you just go down any track in midweek, none of those people are there.
Well, no, because
you're going to get, it's just going to be a bunch of jamokes walking around gambling.
Counterpoint to that, though, like let's say you go to Finger Lakes or Batavia Downs or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Like those horses cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
And like the people that own those horses are very wealthy, right? And there's connections down there on
but
the
you're
track.
Not going to see them.
I understand, but I'm saying like that sport doesn't happen without that massive
wealth.
Oh,
it's big. Yeah, it's big, big wealth.
And I think in that way you could argue it's classy.
Okay, but you're not going to see it. It's not going to have a face.
Okay. Horse without a face, which is weird.
Rain came in last place.
That's actually really good.
My taint really hurts.
The horse's taint?
I didn't get that close.
Longest taint in the Animal Kingdom, by the way.
Is it a horse?
Horse taint, yeah.
I thought it was a whale's taint.
No.
Whale taint got to be the biggest ass taint, bro. You can feed a family of, like, forever with that taint.
Or
you can make roll-ups.
Back in the Depression, when they were eating. Whale taint. All we had was whale taint.
I believe we're lucky to have it.
kind of chewy.
What's happening? We say taint one time on this show, and it becomes the theme for the rest of the day.
Taint's a really fun word. I'm sorry. I know, Tommy and I are very...
Well, you can thank the Ambers for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There are two men who believed they were in for a $300,000 payday.
God damn.
And all they had to do was take a car ride.
Nice.
Well, no, because these men are now in serious trouble. The payday never existed in the first place.
Oh.
And we're about to tell you the story.
All right.
But when it comes to how far you are willing to travel for cash, right now, the distance might be longer for a lower number than you want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Tommy's mom's hometown, Hooresville, USA. No, Auburn. It all started back on March 11th.
Yeah.
A woman, while on her computer, got one of those pop-up warnings from Microsoft, and it had a phone number, so you got a call to take care of this. So she called it. Of course, turned out to be scammers.
Yeah.
At different points, these men pretended to be Microsoft support, her bank, and even federal agents.
Yeah.
And Tommy, long story short, they convinced her that she was under investigation for identity theft and was looking at prison time if she didn't cooperate.
Well, which she could walk to.
Auburn.
Yeah.
Hooresville.
Yeah.
They told her, you have to go take out money and exchange it with them after meeting them in a parking lot.
And then it'll all be cleared up?
It's all good.
Fantastic.
Which is how the federal government usually
Yeah.
Now, here's a good thing. It doesn't sound like she exchanged any money.
All right.
But the scammers kept harassing her and then demanding more and more money.
Right.
The woman eventually called the police, and with the help of the victim, they set up a sting operation.
Oh, pretty cool.
They had the men meet them in the Auburn Wegmans parking lot. And the men believed they were collecting a package containing $300,000 in solid gold.
You got solid gold?
Solid gold.
Gold, baby.
Gold.
How much gold do you think that, like, what does that look like?
It's probably only like that
right,
much.
I would think, like, you don't even need a giant box for it.
When the men got there for their gold.
Yeah, what happened?
They were arrested.
Oh.
The two men, a 21-year-old and a 58-year-old, were charged with grand larceny. And even more interesting, police say these men were not local. They traveled all the way from New Jersey.
Okay.
Damn.
It's a long, like, 7-8 hour ride.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I would say more six, but I mean, you would know
depending
better.
Depending on where you're at in Jersey.
Thank you.
Yes. This sounds like a South Jersey caper.
So let's say it's 7 hours.
All right.
So that's 14 hours round trip in a car. For $300,000, that's worth it.
You got tolls. Knock off at least $13.
Okay, you got you. But how low would the cash have to be where folks would be willing to travel?
Oh, okay.
Now, let's take the scam out of it. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there an amount of money? 14 hours round trip. All you have to do.
And I just get the money.
Yeah. The lowest, Tommy, amount of money right now, you would be willing to travel 14 hours in a car round trip to collect.
I would have to say 14 hours.
All right, now, before you answer, I'm sorry. We also have to factor in gas, snacks, and tolls.
Oh, so that's all coming out of pocket.
You got it. So let's say three tanks of gas to get there, $150 in gas. Let's say $50 in tolls there and back. So that's $200 coming out of your total.
Okay.
What is the minimum money?
For a 14-hour round trip.
Yeah, 14-hour, yeah.
I would say $1,400.
$100 an hour.
Yeah. Well, but don't forget, I got to take everything out of that.
The tolls.
Tolls.
And the gas.
The taxes.
$1,400 is as low as you'll go.
I'm thinking like $100 an hour.
I
thought you'd say more than.
Well, my low. That's my low.
No, I understand. Yeah. I thought you'd go lower.
Oh, you did?
Now?
You thought he'd say like a grand or something?
I thought you'd have done it for $500.
Done it for way less.
No, I understand that.
But, well, all right.
Well, you're telling me
you
would not get in your car and drive for less than $100 an hour.
Well, I think that's a pretty
good.
What
are you, the Pope?
What does he get?
I don't know. Well, nothing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, what is the lowest amount you will travel 14 hours round trip for?
Minimum $2,000.
Two grand?
Yeah.
Where are you just collecting bands of cash?
Well, that's what that's 2 days.
Man, I am. I'm low.
That's 2 days of your life for $500.
You can do it 14 hours in one day. Leave at 8 in the morning, get home at 10.
That sucks.
Okay. If there was $500 waiting for you in New Jersey, you'd be able to collect $350 after gas. Yeah. That's not worth it?
No.
$350 for a day of work?
No.
I hate driving.
Yeah.
I do. I can't. You don't mind driving because you hate flying.
I hate flying.
I'd rather pay that to fly.
I am stunned that I just said, I will give you $350 free.
For $350, I'm not driving. I'm not, no.
Are you okay.
Well, what are you doing it for?
I would do it for $500.
Really?
$350
Well, you drive
free?
All the time anyway.
Yeah,
you have to give $500 when you get there.
Who are you guys?
I hate driving. I've realized like my maximum amount of time I'm willing to be in a car is like 6 hours. After that, I'm flying.
Okay.
So when I first moved here, busted as hell.
Yeah.
$35 in my pocket, right? So I get a call to do a comedy show up in Malone, New York. And I'm telling Weeze, I go, hey, man, can I get Friday out to go do this gig? And he goes, bro, what's it paying you? I said, nice, $150. He goes, you drive it all the way up to, I go, are you kidding me? I used to drive to Nebraska from Florida for $150. This is like cake.
Yeah, like fun comedy fact. You were driving multiple states overnight for $100.
For $100, $200 tops, and everything came out of your pocket.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going, man, it's like, I'm looking, I'm going, this is big money, man.
Okay, so
they're all laughing at me.
It is big money, though.
But it was. It was.
It still is for your talent.
I don't know. I got some good stuff. I got that Domino's joke. Still kills.
252
upstate.
252 to WCMF. We're talking about this story out of Auburn. Two guys tried to scam a woman out of $300,000. As she figured out it was a scam, contacted the police. They set up a sting. The guys drove from New Jersey to the Wegmans in Auburn parking lot to collect what they thought was this suitcase full of gold.
Yes.
It turns out they were busted. But, I mean, look, $300,000 for a 14-hour round trip, pretty good deal. I'm finding out here my coworkers are the most spoiled bitches of all time. Like, there are plenty of people listening right now who drive the whole day for a living. 8 to 9 hours a day.
Yeah, but what you do for work.
No, but I'm saying they make much less than the $30 an hour you would make getting $500 in a parking lot in Jersey, right?
What does like an open road trucker make?
252 WCMF, 252-926.
Because I remember during the shortage, they were making pretty good bank.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm talking like guys that go out of state.
You're talking like a long way to go, short time to get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's gold out there in Texarkana. I thought those guys were making $100,000 a year.
I don't know.
Because remember during COVID, they didn't have enough drivers, and they were like throwing big bank at these dudes.
Sure, but I mean, $100,000 a year, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But it also may sound like more than it is hours-wise, because I don't know how long these guys were on the road.
Sure.
So the quick Google search says the average annual salary for a long-haul truck driver in the U.S. is around $72,000.
Yeah, it was close to $100,000. You were only 25% off.
But it says to over $100,000 for experienced drivers.
Yeah, but that's like four guys. It's like Steve and his two buddies.
Also still pretty good.
Well, yeah, I don't think you understand the sacrifice of that job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just driving for comedy.
I understand. It's not easy.
Right? Like, I mean, we weren't actually like hauling stuff. We got to go do fun stuff at the
end. We just took the same roads.
Exactly. Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like someone who drives around all day, like, I don't know, delivering car parts, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that guy makes less than $30 an hour.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He is in the car all day long, and I got Chris Princess Kimmy over here got $30 an hour to drive. No, thank you. I wouldn't even dream of it. No, thank you.
Look at if it's your job.
You don't even make close to $30 an hour here.
I understand, but I don't. But for $350, it's not worth a full day's work on top of you also working a full time job.
She's even making that face, but I ain't doing it.
Neither are you.
I don't. I'm making the same face.
No, but here's the thing. I expected it out of him. The fact that your number to travel 14 hours was higher has thrown me off this morning.
But yeah, but you see, because you. Again, you don't like the you don't mind driving, you hate flying, but if I threw that same scenario to you in long distance flight, you'd hate it.
For $350, I think I'd still do it. I'd hate it, but I'd do
it. So would you spend 14 hours nonstop in a plane? You get off that plane in Asia and I hand you what were you going to do?
$300.
Oh, by the way, get back in the plane. You gotta go home.
It would be a 7 hour to 7 hour idiot.
Nah,
it would be like coast to coast.
That's not how it works.
No, because it's easier.
Like he flew to like LA and back.
No, you got to double it because it's easier. He's just sitting in a plane.
Okay.
You don't have to even drive, so you got to double it.
Wait, no,
you gotta
I'm double not going to do that. I'm not going to do
that.
Because you get, waited on, you get all
so
the.
So that's like 2 days, two full days.
Yeah,
then.
No, it's a full day.
I think it's
sleep.
The equivalent.
No, it's not even close.
14 hours in a car is the equivalent to. Double that in it.
Okay, but no. Your scenario now makes it $15 an hour, which is a minimum wage job, which doesn't make it worth
it. Get in a plane.
If you No, Kimmy's right. If you flew me to LA and back and somebody handed me $350 off the plane, I would hate it. But yeah, I would do that.
Turbulence, too.
Yeah, I'm not happy about
really it. Really bad turbulence. And it ends up like that plane in Toronto, upside down.
What?
No, then. No.
Yeah, no, everybody lived. That's a Everybody
then,
lived.
Yeah, then you would make the argument. Then you, let's say it was a car, and you flip your car a few times. In the end, you wouldn't sign up for that either.
Not for $2,000, you idiot. You were saying, or you want to fix it? Okay, yeah, I'm all out of scenarios. Matthew writes us on Instagram.
Matthew
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, "I drive to Albany and back to Kendall multiple times a week for $30 an hour."
Yeah, it's his gig.
Yeah. Not Kimmy's, though. I don't even want that job. Unless you're going to pay me in Fabergé eggs and caviar, I won't be driving your car. Thank you very much. You know, there are also folks who, without their full-time jobs, will travel long distances for big-time payoffs.
Yeah.
For example, guys that deal in, like, selling cars.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you fix something up, and you go buy something. We had a buddy that drove all the way to Kentucky.
To buy a car. Yeah.
Same thing with, like, big-time furniture. And when you're doing that,
you're
also hauling like a car on the back or a big ass trailer that's like full of furniture and stuff, right?
Well,
I mean, the payoff's worth it for them when they buy or sell.
I mean, my parents used to, when my parents retired, you know, they delivered ambulances around the country that people had ordered.
Yeah.
And their big thing was, well, it was a free vacation.
Yeah.
And then they would get out there and party, and then the company would fly them back.
That's a great way to look at it. Like if you're driving, you know, let's say you're driving to Jersey for your $350, you take $50, have dinner in whatever town you're in.
Oh, they partied, and they loved it. They saw the country, but I couldn't do it.
Oh my God! But you're just—that's why I would.
I can't sleep with my mother on a road like that.
You're the only man in America that can't sleep with your mother. Whoresville, USA. Whoresville. Now it is funny. What? Like it must be as you get older.
What?
You have less patience for traveling for money.
Because, like, your body can't take it anymore. My ass, my back cannot
sit. His crack.
I'm telling you, man. It's amazing how long you sit.
Yeah.
Your ass literally is on fire.
You also have less patience for traffic and other things that will hold you up, potentially.
Okay.
You got to pee more.
Even the billboards piss you off. It's too much money for fudge.
I drove down to New York City and back
in
one shot. For $40. When I was doing comedy, I drove into the city. I got stuck in the Holland
getting
Tunnel.
Getting in.
Did the show. Couldn't find any place to park. Found a place to do the show.
You probably paid that in parking.
$40. Well, they had a parking spot for me, it turns out. $40.
Yeah.
Got in my car.
They're the worst.
Drove back home.
Yeah.
But I was excited for that.
Sure. But, you know, comedy was new and exciting until you destroyed it.
This man who had a hot gig in Malone, New York.
I killed that night.
All the superstars start their careers in Malone.
Go ask those seven people.